Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is 9:38 as Total Information AM continues. President Joe Biden put out the call to recognize younger voices in his first address since he dropped his reelection bid and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris as she quickly pivoted to running for president. From the Oval Office last night,
my fellow Americans, it's been the privilege of my life to serve this nation for over 50 years. Nowhere else on earth could a kid with a stutter, from modest beginnings in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Claymont, Delaware, one day sit behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office as President of the United States.
Joining us is CBS White House reporter Linda Kenyon. Linda, Biden was clearly pushing for a passing of the torch. And how vocal was he in his endorsement of Kamala Harris?
Well, he did mention Kamala Harris. He said that she was tough, that she was experienced, that she was the perfect person to carry the torch and to win the White House. He had said earlier that he never would have chosen her as his vice president if he didn't think that she was ready to take over as president. But the speech wasn't so much about Harris as it was sort of the start of a long goodbye from political life. 54 years serving people of this country, both as a senator and then as a vice president and now as a president, and saying he's not going away until the end of his term. And he's looking forward about some of the things that he would like to accomplish between now and November.
What are his priorities, Linda, in these final 6 months?
Well, he says he wants to expand lower prescription drug costs, not just for seniors, but for all Americans. He wants to continue some of his earlier successes through the Green New Deal and the Inflation Reduction Act. He wants to introduce legislation to install term limits on Supreme Court justices. And most of all, he said he wants to continue to fight for civil rights and personal rights, including the right to vote and the right to choose.
Was there anything surprising in this address?
You know, before the address in the White House press briefing, we asked the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, if the president was going to say why he was leaving, if he was going to cite his health as a reason. or his age, or any of those talking points that have pretty much plagued his campaign until he decided to drop his reelection bid. And all she would say was, let the president speak for himself, stay tuned. So we were thinking that maybe finally he would say, look, you know, I'm not feeling well, or it's enough, or any of those things. He said none of those things. So he still kind of left us with a lot of questions. But, you know, if you look at it from 30,000 feet up, the reality is he is an 81-year-old man. The president of the United States is quite possibly the toughest job in the entire world. And then you pile on top of that the extra layer of running for reelection. That in and of itself is enough to really tucker out even the youngest candidate. And yes, he's been in public service for such a long time, and he really says that it has been the honor of his life. But he said, this is not about me. This is about you. In other words, the American people. And he said, it'll be up to you to choose the next president and to decide what kind of country you want to live in.
And finally, Linda, Kamala Harris on the campaign trail. What is next for her? Any big endorsements coming? Is Barack Obama going to endorse her here soon? And Dar, what are you hearing about her shortlist for a running mate?
You know, we're hearing a lot of names bandied about. Some of the top names are Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, Governor Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, Gretchen Whitmer, governor as well. Apparently about a dozen people right now are being vetted for the possibility. And, you know, we keep waiting for some inkling as to when there will be an announcement. But I guess we're not going to hear it anytime soon while they go through an extensive vetting process. We haven't seen an endorsement from Barack Obama. We also didn't see Barack Obama talk to Biden to try and influence him one way or the other about whether to stay in the race. I think that he has been very strategic in hanging back and waiting to see what the Democratic Party would be doing, and then later call for unity. I think we'll be seeing that in a not too distant future.
Linda Kenyon, CBS White House reporter, joining us. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.